بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله عز وجل كل عمل ابن آدم له إلا الصيام فإنه لي وأنا أجزي به والصيام جنة فإذا كان يوم صوم أحدكم فلا يرفث يومئذ ولا يسخبه فإن سابه أحد أو قاتله فليقل إني امرؤ صائم والذي نفس محمد به والذي نفس محمد بيده لخلوف فم الصائم أطيب عند الله يوم القيامة من ريح المسك وللصائم فرحتان يفرحهما إذا أفطر فرح بفطره وإذا لقي ربه فرح بصومه متفق عليه. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that Allah سبحانه وتعالى said. So this hadith is part of those hadith which we term as al-ahadith al-qudsiyah. A hadith al-qudsi is that hadith wherein Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah Ta'ala has said, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is relating to us in his words that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned to him. In this hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about, or mentions to us, the great blessings of fasting and the rewards of a fasting person. The books of ahadith are replete with the virtues of a fasting person, the virtues of roza, and especially that of the fast of Ramadan. Like in some ahadith you will find that the fish in the sea make dua, a maghfirat for the person who is fasting. Allah Ta'ala decrees the jannat of the fasting person every single day. Allah emancipates the souls of those who are fasting from the fire of Jahannam. Various blessings have been mentioned. As we keep roza every day, we should remind ourselves of the virtues of the ibadah that we're doing, the virtues of roza. When we remind ourselves of the blessings of whatever ibadah we are doing, as I mentioned the other day, it creates a zeal to endeavor and do more and to hasten towards his good deeds. So we are keeping roza. We have heard these ahadiths before, but we should conscientize and remind ourselves that this is the reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving me. So in this hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that every action, every ibadat of man is for him, besides fasting, because that is for me. Any person will understand that the ibadat that we are making, whether it is salat, zikr, tilawat, everything is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is meant by these words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Ulama have explained various meanings, and the simple meaning that most of the muhaddithin give is that, unlike the other ibadat, when it comes to roza, there is a lot of sincerity involved in fasting. Somebody may be performing salat here, so everybody is watching and observing him, so we all know he's performing salat. So there could be that element of show in the person. Somebody comes down and starts reading two rakat salat. We're not saying that the person is doing it out of ostentation, but there could be that element of show when we're doing other ibadat. I'm making tawaf, I'm reading open the Quran and recite before every person. I take out my tasbih and I read. I start reading qiraat aloud. All these ibadat, they could be the element of ostentation and show. Unlike fasting. The man is next to you, of course, besides Ramadan fast. Could be a Monday fast, a Tuesday fast, a Thursday fast, or some. You won't even know he's fasting. How often we find people in our own masjid, they're keeping fast Monday and Thursday. The only time you realize, if you're sitting next to the person, and iftar time he takes out a deed, then you realize this man was fasting the whole day. So fasting, unless the person himself tells you, brother, I am fasting, that's the only time you come to know. It's something which is within the person. You can't see the person fasting. You can see the person performing hajj. You can see the person performing salat. You can see the person reciting Quran and tasbih and whatever ibadat he's doing. But you can't see the person fasting unless he mentions it to you. So many times a person is offered something and he's fasting. So first he will say, no, no, don't worry. He will try to conceal the fact that he's fasting. Why? Because of the sincerity that has there is in fasting. It is more than the other ibadah. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that fasting is for me. In other words, there is an extra element of sincerity found in roza, unlike the other ibadah. Of course, every ibadah is very important in our life. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is highlighting the sincerity found in fasting. And also ulama explain, like it is mentioned in the hadith, يَتْرُكُ تَعَامَهُ وَشَهْوَتَهُ لِي, that this person has actually left out his food, his drink, and all his desires, normally which is halal for him. He has abandoned that for my sake. So he's exercising sabr, he's being patient, he's being steadfast, he's resisting those things which are normally mabah and halal for him. It's for my sake. Therefore Allah Ta'ala says, fasting is for me. And if fasting is done with so much of sincerity, ulama explain, very important, it must be free from all type of sin, especially sins of the tongue. So whilst a person is fasting, when Allah Ta'ala talks about fasting for me, which fast we are talking about? That fast which is done khalisan, solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as-salim min sha'ibatil ma'asi, which is free from the blemish of sins. There's no sins involved. Person is not swearing, he's not being vulgar, he's not making ghibat, he's not fighting, not quarreling with others. And if this is the case, Allah says, wa ana ajzi bihi, then I myself will give the reward for it. That reward, nobody knows how much it will be. When a person has sabr, Allah Ta'ala mentioned, innama yuwaffa as-sabiruna ajrahum bighayri hisab. The reward for sabr is unlimited. There is no hisab. Allah gives unlimited reward for sabr, and sabr is found in fasting. Other ibadat, Allah Ta'ala informs the angels that this person, if he reads salat with jamaat, so much of sawab, makes hajj, so much of sawab, reads Quran, so much of sawab, and in ahadith, some of the rewards have been mentioned, the amount, if you read so much, this is the reward you will get. But you won't find any specific reward mentioned in number for fasting. Allah says, leave it that to me. It's mine. I will sort it out. You go to purchase something from some person, and he's a store owner. He might tell somebody, one of his workers, assistants, to go and help you out. Just see what he wants. But if he himself comes and he serves you, he tells the worker, no, you leave it. Let me, he's my friend. I'll sort it out for him. He'll give you the best. He'll give you the best price. Sometimes he might not even charge you. Like that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa ana ajzi bihi, I will give the person the reward. Some ulama and muhaddiseen have even said, this could be read as wa ana ujza bihi, that I will be the reward of the fasting person. Then Rasul Allah Ta'ala says that fasting is a shield. It is a shield. Ulama explained very briefly, it is a shield from the fire of Jahannam. If you keep roza, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you from the fire of Jahannam. And the other meaning is, it protects you from sins. So when a person keeps roza, as I mentioned the other day, you naturally feel pious, you feel good. Why? Because you're refraining from all type of sins. Yes, if the person himself perpetrates any sin, then he has moved away that shield. Then he has moved away that shield. Now it is his fault that he is causing blemish to his fast. In the time of Rasulullah SAW, there were two women who complained of extreme spasms of hunger to such an extent that they were like on the verge of death. And Rasulullah asked for them, and then they were fasting. So he tells them to take a bowl, and there was vomit in it, and came out chunks of meat. He said this was because they had made ghibat the entire day. So therefore, ulama explained very, very carefully. فَإِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ صُومِ أَحَدِكُمْ فَلَا يَرْفُثْ فَلَا يَرْفُثْ يَوْمَ إِذٍ وَلَا يَسْخَبْ. The person should be very careful not to use any vulgar, immoral language. He should not use any immoral or vulgar language. And he should not be screaming at the top of his voice. Ulama explained, doesn't mean normal circumstances you can do this, no. It becomes even more important, like if a person in the masjid, if he's shouting and screaming, bhai, you're in the masjid. Don't you know what you should be?
If you're in the Haram Sharif, or you're making tawaf, and are you shouting and screaming, or you're speaking so loudly on the side, why are you in the Haram? So when you are fasting, all the more care you should be taking, especially of your tongue, and you should not be screaming. If somebody has to quarrel and argue with you, then all you got to tell that person, why I am fasting. In other words, you're reminding that person also, he is also fasting. And fasting demands from us that we should be calm and we should not lose our anger and we should not be using any vulgar language. فَلْيَقُلْ إِنِّي إِمْرُؤٌ صَائِمٌ. Then, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ. By that being in whose control is the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, Allah takes a qasam on himself. Allah's qasam, the odor that comes out of a fasting person is more fragrant in the sight of Allah, in this particular hadith on the day of Qiyamah, than the fragrance of musk. This person, when a person fasts, naturally, there is an odor that comes out. But Allah Ta'ala regards it to be more pleasant to himself. And on the day of Qiyamah, the fragrance of musk, in fact not the fragrance of musk, far better than the fragrance of musk, will emanate from this person's mouth. Allah wants to show that this person has so much of sincerity. People didn't know he was keeping roza in the world. Today let me show the entire mankind that this is my banda. And out of reward for him, Allah will make a fragrance more better than musk even come out of his mouth. وَلِصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَانِ. And there are two occasions of joy and happiness for a fasting person. إِذَا أَفْطَرَ فَرِحَ بِفِطْرِهِ. When he is making iftar, you and I will think, perhaps because he's seeing the dates and water whole day, he was hungry. But Muhaddisin explains something else. You see, he becomes happy at the time of iftar because he knows the entire day, Alhamdulillah, he kept his roza. And to the best of his ability, he did not use any vulgar language. He did not make ghibat. He did not make any sin with his eyes. He didn't do any sins with any limbs of his body. Like a person who runs a race and he comes to the finishing line. He's so happy he just made it. He made it. He's successful. Person builds a building, comes right to the top, and he feels that he has reached, now he has accomplished something. What he was trying and aspiring for, now he has come to the end of it. Like that, the whole day the person was fasting. He's happy, my fast didn't break. I didn't do any makruh thing whilst fasting. I didn't do any haram thing whilst fasting. So it gives him joy. وَإِذَا لَقِيَ رَبَّهُ فَرِحَ بِصَوْمِهِ. And the day when he will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he will see unlimited reward, he will become happy with his roza. Therefore, ulama have explained, this whole process of roza is a training period. It is a training period to bring, inculcate in ourselves that good akhlaq. The akhlaq like that of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. The character of the angels, where they don't quarrel, they don't fight, they don't use vulgar language. Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam was so careful. Like that, if we keep our rozas and don't taint our rozas by bad words, becoming angry, committing any haram, committing any sin, then inshallah we will see that happiness and joy when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to ensure that we keep our rozas correctly and go through this whole process of taqwa and fasting, as I mentioned in the beginning before Ramadan. As Athani rahmatullahi alayhi had mentioned, that what is roza? This whole roza, 30 days we are keeping, it is actually a ladder to taqwa. We are reaching taqwa, that's our goal. We are going to become the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 30 steps, 30 rungs of the ladder. So many days have already gone past halfway. Allah ta'ala make the remaining rungs of this ladder easy for us. So the moment we climb the ladder, then we reach the taqwa which Allah ta'ala desires from us. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah.